Mia Toner is a natural-born leader. A graduating student at École Secondaire du Sacré-Cœur, Sudbury, through her example, she has inspired not only her peers, but also the adults around her. Throughout high school, Toner dedicated energy to her studies while being involved in school activities. Proud of her French language and culture, she has led a number of initiatives within her school. Whether it was fundraising, rallies, community support projects or cultural activities, Toner was keen to create a sense of belonging among her fellow students. Says Toner, "I always try my best to focus on things I'm passionate about, or that can leave a positive impact in the community. I think that's why I enjoy volunteering. Through volunteering, I can see firsthand the impact I can have on someone's life, and I have met some of my best friends through volunteer work. It's also helped me develop so many lifelong skills, such as problem solving and the importance of good communication. I think one thing that really stands out is that I have gained a lot of self-confidence and compassion through volunteering. I never would have gained these experiences without putting myself out there and trying new things, such as planting trees, speaking as a panelist in conferences and coaching young kids. I've had so many great experiences through volunteering. Seeing the positive impact on the community, through the projects and activities I organize and put a lot of work into, gives me a sense of accomplishment and happiness. I love meeting new people and helping others, so volunteering is just something I've always enjoyed, and it has allowed me to acquire countless new skills." Toner also stands out for her many athletic achievements. She is a multi-sport athlete who helps her younger peers. Seeking a balance between her school and community responsibilities, she exercises her leadership skills at the sports level. An excellent curler, Toner plays the role of skip and has led her teams to numerous victories, not only with the S du Sacré-Cœur team, but also with local teams in provincial and national competitions. In 2023, Toner received the Eric Bundgaard Spirit Award at Nationals for Sportsmanship, an award that is voted upon by other players from across the country. "I love being active and helping others find joy in sports," said Toner. "Within athletics, I have achieved many goals. Through high school sports, I have qualified for city and provincial competitions for cross-country running, curling and tennis. As a Little Rocks curling and track and field coach for elementary school-aged children, I aim to help younger athletes reach their full potential while having fun and sharing my love of sports. Although I enjoy many different sports, my passion for curling is hard to match. I began curling at a very young age and since then, it's been hard to keep me off the ice." Toner's family shares her passion. "Many of my family members curl, and I love to spend time and make memories with them on the ice," she said. "With my dad as coach and sister as one of my teammates, we have won 2 back-to-back provincial curling championship titles and qualified for 3 national championships and several provincial championships. In 2022, our team finished 5th at the U18 Curling Nationals. I love the welcoming curling community and the strategy involved in the sport, especially as a skip. Some of my greatest memories were made on the ice, and I've learned many life lessons through curling. For that I will always be grateful." Toner credits her parents for her success. "My inspiration to become the curler, the volunteer and the student I am today stems from a multitude of factors," she said. "Nonetheless, I believe that my parents serve as my greatest source of inspiration. Throughout the course of my life, my parents have always instilled within me the values of chasing my goals, hard work and kindness. I am indescribably grateful for my parents, as they have always been there when I needed them. I simply would not be the person I am today without my parents. They are 2 of my greatest role models. As I grow, I aspire to follow their path in being an active volunteer bringing positive changes to the community." Asked about her greatest athletic achievement, Toner says, "I think one of my most significant accomplishments in curling has been winning my first provincial championship and representing my province at the national level. For me, this achievement stands as a testament to my dedication, hard work, and the consistent support of my teammates and coaches. At a very young age, I dreamed of going to a national championship. And while coming so close, losing finals on the last rock, and missing out on the Nationals' experience due to the pandemic, that particular victory was sweet. That first Nationals was an unforgettable experience as I got to represent my province and make memories with my best friends while playing the sport I love. But Toner doesn't just enjoy winning on the ice. This past year, she assumed her role as Prime Minister of Sacré-Cœur's Student Parliament. In collaboration with the school team, she offered students a variety of activities to celebrate and make the most of this normal school year. But Toner's leadership extends beyond her school, as for the past 2 years she has held the position of student trustee for the district of Sudbury on the Conseil Scolaire Catholique Nouvelle. Asked about her time in student politics, Toner is forthright. When I first started as a student trustee, I felt out of place and didn't really speak up as much as I could have, she said. But as I became comfortable in my role, I have been more vocal, and played a critical part in many projects bringing positive changes in my school community. My greatest accomplishment as a student trustee has been learning to speak up and take initiative when something needs changing. One specific initiative I will always remember was when I was in Toronto for a trustee conference and I noticed that there was a large production of waste, specifically during meals. I spoke to the director of the association and we were able to work together to make sustainable changes and significantly reduce the usage of single-use plastics such as water bottles, utensils and event programs. The next year, the conference ran again with even less waste, and that's when I learned that one simple action or conversation can spark great change. During the pandemic, Toner invested her time in organizing activities that would allow students to display their school spirit. Concerned about the well-being of students going through difficult times, and sensitive to the importance of good mental health, she was committed to spreading positivity and resilience through various initiatives. Her calm, gentle and humble nature were a source of comfort to students in a time of chaos, uncertainty and frustration. I played a role in providing mental health resources for students during the pandemic, as well as ensuring that Francophone students were able to access the same educational resources as our Anglophone counterparts, she said. Looking into the future, Toner is ambitious. Next year, I will be heading to Queen's University and pursuing a bachelor's degree in kinesiology, she said. From there, I would like to go into medicine and become a pediatrician and work in remote communities in Northern Ontario that are in need of specialized care for sick children. I would also like to one day win a curling national championship, and like many other young athletes, represent Canada in the Olympics. When asked if there is anything she'd like to share, Toner says, "If there's a message I'd like to get out there, it would be to follow your passions, work hard and believe in yourself. Too often we let fear dictate what we can and can't do, when in reality you never really know until you try and work at it. I'm an advocate for the saying, if you believe in yourself, you can do anything. It might sound a little cliche, but the hardest part is believing you can do it, because when you believe in yourself, you're already halfway there. All you have to do is put in the work." Mia Toner's words of inspiration. Don't let fear dictate what you do. James Stewart is a writer in North Bay. Inspire is made possible by our Community Leaders Program.